I've watched people chase after success like it's some wild animal just waiting to be caught. They want the trophy, the applause, the bigger bank account. But here's what life taught me early on. Before any of that can last, before it can even mean something, you have to lay down the foundation. And that foundation is called character. Now, people sometimes ask, Jim, how do I get ahead? How do I win? And I tell them, don't be so eager to get ahead that you forget to look beneath your own feet. Because what's under you, what's holding you up, will always matter more than what you're reaching for. Imagine trying to build a beautiful house on sand. No matter how skilled the architect, how fine the materials, the first strong wind will test it, and down it goes. That's what happens when success arrives before character is ready. Temporary winds collapse on weak foundations. I remember when I was young, I used to believe success would fix everything. That if you could just get a little bit ahead, make some money, gain some influence, the rest would take care of itself. But success doesn't make character. It reveals it. Success pulls back the curtain, shines a spotlight, and says, here's who you really are. Not who you pretend to be, not who you want others to think you are. The real you. And if the real you isn't strong, if there are cracks in the foundation, everything you've built starts to shake. I've seen people win big only to lose even bigger. Why? Because they rushed to build the top floors before pouring the concrete below. Success came, all right, but it exposed what was missing underneath. Maybe it was discipline, maybe it was honesty, maybe it was humility. Whatever it was, it got revealed. So, let me ask you, what kind of foundation are you building? Not what do you want, but what do you stand on? See, the world celebrates what you achieve, but life tests what you are. If you want your success to last, if you want it to feel good, to feel earned, you have to put in the work where nobody sees. It starts with what you're becoming, not just what you're getting. That's why I'm such a believer in the quiet work. The early mornings when it's just you and your thoughts. The late nights when you reflect on the day. Where did you come up short? Where did you step up? It's in those moments you mix the concrete for your foundation. The little things, the daily choices, the effort you put in when applause is nowhere to be found. That's character building. And if you skip that stage, you're asking for trouble when success finally shows up. You see, temporary wins can feel good for a moment. Maybe you fooled someone. Maybe you cut a corner, took a shortcut, but it won't last. Life has a way of circling back, checking your work, rattling the walls to see what's real and what's not. If you haven't built strong, you'll wish you had. So before you chase after the next big thing, ask yourself, what am I building underneath? What will hold me up when the storms come? Because they will come. Build character first and success when it arrives. We'll have something solid to stand on. And if you're wondering where that kind of character is really forged, don't look to the spotlight. It isn't born when the crowd is watching or when the trophy is handed out. It's built quietly. In the unnoticed moments. The little choices, the silent promises you keep to yourself, the effort you give when no one else will see it, those are the places where real character takes shape. See, every day, life gives you dozens of little choices. Will you show up when you said you would? Will you finish what you started, even if nobody will ever know the difference? Will you say yes when you mean yes? And know when you mean no. That's the discipline of doing right. Not the big right, but the small right. The ordinary right. You want to know when you're really growing? It's when you start making decisions, not because someone's watching, but because you're watching. And if you do that long enough, you'll start to respect the person you see in the mirror. Because Because that's what builds confidence, not bravado, not pretending, but the quiet knowledge that you did what was right, even when it cost you. I remember times in my life when it would have been easier to cut corners. Maybe nobody would have found out. Maybe it would have gotten me a little ahead, at least for the moment. But you know what happens when you take those shortcuts? You lose a little of yourself each time. Every broken promise, especially the ones you break to yourself, chips away at your foundation. But here's the other side. Every promise kept, every effort given your best, every time you hold your tongue when you want to lash out, you're pouring another bucket of concrete into that foundation. You're building strength that will show up later when it matters most. Think about the last time you faced a small test. Maybe it was returning a little extra change a cashier gave you by accident. Maybe it was being honest about a mistake. Maybe it was showing up for a friend even when you were tired. Those moments don't come with applause. There are no parades for the small victories. But that's where character is built. And I'll tell you, it's not a one-time thing. It's daily. It's hourly. And the strange thing is, sometimes it's the tiniest decisions that end up mattering the most. Why? Because those small disciplines stack up. You do what's right in the little things, and you'll find you have the strength to do what's right when the big things come along. The people who achieve real lasting success, they didn't stumble onto it. They practiced. They trained in the shadows. So when the lights came on, their character could handle the weight. They built invisible strength, rep by rep, decision by decision. So ask yourself, am I keeping my word even when it's inconvenient? Am I giving my best even when nobody would know if I slacked off? Am I choosing restraint when it would feel good just for a moment? To let loose, these are the disciplines that forge character. Not on the stage, but backstage. Not when it's easy, but when it's necessary. Character is like a bank account. Every honest effort is a deposit. Every shortcut, every broken promise is a withdrawal. Sooner or later, the balance shows. And here's the thing about that account. Interest always accrues. Do enough right, and you'll find yourself rich in ways money can't measure. Never underestimate the power of a small right choice. That's where the discipline begins. That's where character is built. Every day, every moment, one decision at a time. And after all these years, I've met all kinds of people chasing all kinds of rewards. Bigger paychecks, trophies, titles, pats on the back. Nothing wrong with a little recognition, a little progress. But the trouble starts when the victories matter more than the values that earn them. The world is filled with folks who won the prize, but lost their soul along the way. And that's a poor trade. You know, I've learned it's easy to get caught up in the game of chasing wins. People will run themselves ragged to get just one more deal, one more sale, one more nod of approval. They start to bend the rules, just a little at first. What's one small exception? Who's going to notice if you cut a tiny corner? But soon enough, one shortcut leads to another. Suddenly, the whole thing feels hollow. The victories don't satisfy the way they were supposed to. That's why I say, choose values first. Let the victories follow. If you get the order wrong, you may end up with neither. See, values are like the rules of the road. You can drive fast for a while on the wrong side, but eventually, something's coming the other way. When you put integrity before achievement, you don't just win, you win right. And that's a victory you never have to apologize for. I remember times I saw folks get to the top of their game, only to tumble down because the foundation underneath couldn't support the weight. They might have thought, just this once, just for now. But character is never built on exceptions. It's built on standards. And those standards, your values, don't just show up when life is easy. They become most visible when you're tempted, when you have to choose between doing it fast or doing it right. Between applause today and pride tomorrow. People talk a lot about doing whatever it takes. I've always believed you should ask, whatever it takes, within what boundaries? What lines will I not cross, no matter how tempting the shortcut? Success that asks you to trade your values is a price too high. There was a young man once who wanted to get ahead in business. He came to me and said, Jim, what do I need to do to succeed? I asked him, what are you willing to stand for when no one's watching? What rules won't you break, no matter what's on the line? He looked puzzled at first, thought maybe I'd tell him some secret formula. But that's the formula. Decide your values. Let those be your guideposts. Let the victories come as a result. And here's what happens. When you make values your compass, even when you lose, you don't really lose. You walk away with your self-respect intact, and that's something the world can never take from you. Besides, success that's built on integrity has a way of attracting the right kind of opportunities, the right kind of people. It lasts. It multiplies. Ask yourself, what am I chasing? Is it just the win, or is it the kind of person I'm becoming on the way to the win? Don't be so focused on the prize that you lose sight of the principles. In the end, it's not what you achieve that counts. It's how you achieved it and who you became in the process. Let the victories come, but let them come as a reward for playing by the rules you believe in. Choose values over victories every time. But values don't mean much until they're tested, and that's where pressure comes in. Everybody faces it. Pressure at work, at home, with money, with relationships. The world has a way of squeezing you, testing you, putting you right up against the wall. But here's something I learned, and I hope you never forget it. Pressure doesn't destroy character. It exposes it. When things are going well, when the path is smooth and the sun is shining, anyone can look good. Anyone can talk about doing the right thing. But wait until the wind starts howling, the bills stack up, the deal goes sideways. Suddenly, all those good intentions are put to the test. What do you do then? That's when you see what you're really made of. See, under pressure, you don't rise to the occasion. You fall back on your habits, your training, your preparation. If you've built good habits, you'll stand firm. If you haven't, you'll start looking for a way out, a shortcut, an excuse. Pressure simply reveals the work you've done or haven't done long before the test arrived. I remember seasons in my own life when things felt like they were coming apart at the seams. A business deal fell through. The bank account got low. People around me had doubts. That's when I discovered whether the character I talked about was real or just talk. And every time it was my preparation that decided which version of myself showed up. If I'd practiced honesty, discipline, patience, then even in the tough moments, those things came forward. But if I'd been cutting corners, telling myself, I'll fix that later, then under pressure, those cracks became chasms. I saw it happen to others too. Maybe you've seen it. Someone looks solid, confident, successful, respected. Then something shakes their world. And if their strength was just a show, the whole thing comes crashing down. Pressure doesn't invent your character. It introduces it to the world. So ask yourself, what habits are you rehearsing? What are you practicing when no one is around? Because when the test comes, and it always does, that's what you'll lean on. You can't build the roof in the middle of the storm. You build it in the quiet moments when nobody's watching, so it's ready when the rain comes. You see, you can't control the timing of life's challenges. The pressure will come when it comes, but you can control how prepared you are to face it. Preparation isn't always exciting. It's not always glamorous, but it's what allows you to stand tall when others fold. Every honest decision, every right choice, every small act of discipline, that's your preparation. That's the real test. Don't be afraid of the pressure. Let it do its work. Let it show you where you need to get stronger. Don't run from it. Use it. Because once you've passed the pressure test, once you've proven to yourself that you can stand firm, there's a quiet confidence that takes root. Not bravado, but certainty. That's when you know your character is ready for bigger things. Remember, the pressure isn't your enemy. It's your opportunity to see just how strong your foundation really is. And if you want to know what really stands up under pressure, look to consistency, one of the most misunderstood qualities when it comes to character. Anyone can make the right decision once. Anyone can have a great day, show a burst of discipline, tell the truth in one important moment. But real character, that's what shows up when you do what's right over and over again, especially when it costs you comfort, speed, or applause. You know, people often ask me, Jim, what's the secret to real strength? How do you become someone others can count on? Someone even you can count on? And the answer is simple, but it's not easy. You do what's right, not once, but time after time after time. You let your habits become your reputation. Because what you do repeatedly, that's who you become. Think about it. It doesn't take a special person to act with integrity when the spotlight's on, when the audience is watching, when you know there might be a reward at the end. But what about when nobody's looking? What about the fifth time, the tenth time, the hundredth time you're faced with the same decision? That's when character is really tested and built. I remember hearing a story about a man who always returned his grocery cart, no matter how rushed he was, no matter the weather. Nobody paid him for it. Nobody clapped. He just did it. Not because it was easy or rewarding, but because he decided that was the kind of person he wanted to be. Small? Maybe. But that's how you build the muscle of consistency. One small choice at a time. Repeat it until it becomes second nature. Consistency doesn't mean perfection. You'll stumble. We all do. But what matters is what you do next. Do you get back up and get back on track? Or do you let one failure become an excuse for the next? The strongest people aren't the ones who never make mistakes. They're the ones who keep choosing right, no matter how many times life tests them. People are watching, even when you think they're not. Your children, your coworkers, your friends, they notice the pattern, not just the performance. And you notice too. You know when you've stuck to your standards, and you know when you've let yourself slip. The applause may come and go, but your own self-respect, that sticks around. There will always be moments when taking the shortcut seems easier. Maybe nobody would even notice if you did. But character isn't about getting away with something. It's about living in a way where you wouldn't want to, even if you could. That's the power of consistency. You build trust with yourself. You prove to yourself that your word means something, your values mean something. And when you do that enough, others take notice. Consistency is the real measure of strength. It's not about the highlight reel. It's about the daily grind. It's not about doing what's right when it's popular, but when it's lonely, when it's slow, when it costs you. And each time you make the right choice, you add another brick to the foundation of your character. One honest day after another, until you become unshakable. So if you want real strength, don't look for the big moments. Look for the small ones, stacked on top of each other, year after year. That's how character is built to last. And if you're serious about building that kind of character, you need the right tools for the job. Two of the most important are the mirror and the map. Before you ever try to lead a team, run a business, or change the world, you've got to be willing to manage yourself. That's where it all begins. Self-management, self-reflection, self-correction. These aren't just fancy ideas. They're the day-to-day practices that keep your character on track. Now, I've met plenty of people who wanted to change everything around them, but never took a hard look at themselves. They thought, if only my boss, my partner, my employees would shape up, then things would be different. But life has a funny way of circling back to the person in the mirror. That's where the real work happens. The mirror doesn't lie. Every morning, you get a look at the person who's responsible for your attitude, your habits, your results. You can't blame the mirror for what you see. It just reflects what's already there. So, the first question is always, am I being honest with myself? Am I willing to see the truth, even when it's uncomfortable? The second tool is the map, your standards. Where are you headed? What do you stand for? The map is the set of principles that guides you when the path gets foggy, when temptations come calling, when you're tired or discouraged. If you don't set your standards high, you'll settle for whatever comes along. And drifting never leads to greatness. Every so often, take time to reflect. Ask, where did I do well? Where did I come up short? This isn't about beating yourself up. It's about course correction. Self-correction is self-respect. It means you care enough about your future to make adjustments. Think about the airplane that drifts a little off course. A small correction early can mean the difference between landing at your destination or missing it by 1,000 miles. I remember times in my own journey when ego tried to take the wheel. It's easy to start believing your own press, to think you've arrived, but nothing will humble you faster than honest reflection. The mirror keeps your ego in check, and the map keeps your actions aligned with your values. Sometimes you'll realize you've strayed a bit. That's okay. The best leaders, the best parents, the best people are always willing to adjust. Don't be afraid to admit when you've made a wrong turn. The sooner you correct, the sooner you get back on track. Don't wait for someone else to hold you accountable. Hold yourself accountable. Set your standards high. Demand more from yourself than anyone else would. That's the sign of real maturity. Real character. The mirror and the map, they keep you honest. They keep you humble. They keep you moving in the right direction. And every time you self-correct, you get a little stronger. Every time you raise your standards, your foundation grows a little deeper. So before you try to change the world, make sure you've managed yourself. The greatest respect you can show for your own potential is to keep checking the mirror and updating the map. And along the way, don't lose sight of this. There's a big difference between reputation and character. Reputation is what people say about you. It's the talk in the hallway, the word on the street, the impression you leave in the room after you walk out. Character, though, that's what you are when no one is watching, when the doors are closed, when there's no audience and no applause. You can work hard to shape your reputation, and yes, reputation matters. But if you put all your focus on what others think and neglect who you truly are, you're building on sand. Reputation is the fruit, but character is the root. If the root is strong, healthy, and deep, the fruit will show up in due time. But if you start fussing over the fruit, polishing it, painting it, even gluing it on, without tending the root, it won't last. I've seen people spend fortunes and years trying to manage their image, their reputation, their brand. But the funny thing about life is, sooner or later, the truth comes out. If your reputation gets ahead of your character, life will arrange a way to balance the books. But if your character leads the way, your reputation will take care of itself. So ask yourself, am I more concerned with how things look or with how things really are? Am I spending my energy on being genuine or just being seen? Remember, you don't control what people say, but you do control what you do. I once heard someone say, Be more concerned with your character than your reputation, because your character is what you really are, while your reputation is merely what others think you are. And there's a lot of wisdom there. Your reputation can change with a rumor, but your character changes only with a decision, yours. People may misunderstand you, they may criticize, gossip, or misjudge. But if you've tended to the root, if you've built your life on honesty, discipline, respect, and kindness, those storms will pass, and your reputation will eventually reflect the truth of your character. And if, by chance, the world never quite sees the real you, you'll still have the quiet satisfaction of knowing you lived by your own standards. Remember, fruit can fool the eye for a little while, but roots are what make a tree stand through winter storms and drought. Focus on the root, strengthen it, water it with daily discipline. Feed it with values, not just victories. The reputation you truly want will grow in season. So don't chase the applause. Don't panic over criticism. Let your energy go into who you are, not just what people think. The root first. The fruit will follow. And that's what sets you up for one of the sweetest rewards life can offer. The reward of readiness. Opportunity comes to everybody. Sometimes it knocks gently. Sometimes it blows the doors off the hinges. The real question is, will you be ready when it arrives? Success doesn't ruin people. The lack of character does. Success only multiplies what you already are. If you've built the right habits, the right strength, the right standards, then opportunity makes you better. But if you haven't, the same opportunity that could have been a blessing can become a burden. I've watched it happen many times. Someone spends years wanting a break, dreaming about a bigger stage, a higher position, more influence. Then, one day, the chance arrives. But if the groundwork isn't done, if the disciplines aren't there, the values aren't settled, what was supposed to be a dream come true turns into a nightmare. The pressure goes up, the demands increase. Suddenly, every flaw you ignored, every shortcut you took, every lesson you skipped comes to collect. And the bigger the success, the bigger the price if you aren't ready. But there's another side to that coin. I've seen people rise to incredible opportunities, and from the outside, it looks like luck. But if you look closer, you find years of preparation, long days of doing the right thing when no one noticed, quiet choices, honest work, promises kept. The opportunity didn't make them, it revealed them. Success didn't change them. It crowned the character they'd been building all along. So, don't just wish for success. Get ready for it. Build yourself into the kind of person who can handle more. More responsibility, more influence, more challenge, more reward. That way, when the call comes, you won't just step into a bigger role. You'll grow into it. And it won't shake you. It'll strengthen you. Ask yourself, what if everything I want showed up tomorrow? Would I be the kind of person who could handle it? If the answer is yes, wonderful. Keep going. If the answer is no, be grateful for the time you have to prepare. Use it. Sharpen your habits. Settle your values. Strengthen your foundation. When you build character first, success doesn't change you. It elevates you. It gives you more ways to serve, to lead, to give back, to inspire others. And the best part? You'll be able to enjoy it, not fear it. You won't have to look over your shoulder, wondering if today's achievement will become tomorrow's regret. The reward of readiness is peace of mind. The confidence of knowing that no matter what comes, you're prepared. That's something money can't buy and opportunity alone can't provide. So, work on yourself. Build the foundation. Do the quiet work. Because when success comes, and it will, you want it to find you ready, strong, and grateful. And as we come to the end of our time together, Let me leave you with a simple truth. Success isn't a destination. You reach first and then figure out who you are. It's a mirror. It's a magnifier. It's a reward that arrives only after the work has been done. And that work, the work that matters most, is the work on yourself. You've heard me talk about foundations, about doing right when no one sees, about putting values ahead of victories. You've heard about handling pressure, practicing consistency, managing yourself, and keeping the roots strong so the fruit, your reputation, grows naturally. And finally, you've heard about readiness, the way preparation makes opportunity a blessing instead of a burden. All of those lessons boil down to one idea. Character comes first, always. If you chase the win without building the person who can handle it, you'll find the win slipping through your fingers, or worse, leaving you in a place you never wanted to be. But if you build character first, success won't just arrive. It will lift you higher than you imagined, and you'll be able to stand tall when it does. I want you to take a moment right now and look inward. Ask yourself the hard questions. Am I building habits that matter? Am I keeping my word when no one's watching? Am I living my values or just chasing the applause? Am I ready for more? And then, here's the key. Do something about it. Don't just nod your head. Don't just feel inspired for a moment and then go back to business as usual. Take action. Do one thing today that builds your foundation, strengthens your roots, or sharpens your readiness. One choice, one step, one day at a time. That's how character grows. That's how success becomes lasting. Remember this, life is simple, but it's not easy. The path to lasting achievement is made up of daily disciplines, quiet choices, honest reflection, and the courage to do the right thing, even when it's inconvenient. You don't have to leap to the top in a single bound. You just have to walk the path consistently, intentionally, with integrity as your guide. Step by step, decision by decision, day by day. So go home tonight and look at your life. Where are you strong? Where do you need work? And then get busy. Build your foundation. Strengthen your roots. Tend your character. Because when the right opportunity comes, and it will, you'll be ready. Ready not just to succeed, but to thrive. Ready not just to win, but to lead with integrity. Ready to enjoy the fruits of your labor because you've been planting the seeds long before the harvest. And that, my friends, is the essence of building character before success. It's not a formula you follow once. It's a lifestyle you live every day. The reward isn't just the applause or the paycheck. It's the satisfaction of knowing you became the kind of person who can handle what life gives you. And more importantly, the kind of person you can respect in the mirror. So go out there, build yourself, do right, stay consistent, honor your values, manage yourself, let your character lead, and let success follow. And in doing all of that, you'll find life richer, more meaningful, and far more rewarding than anything you could chase without first becoming the person you were meant to be. Thank you for your time, your attention, and your willingness to do the hard work on yourself. The rest, the victories, the opportunities, the applause, will take care of itself because you built the foundation first. We'll be right back.